Blog Talk Radio.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. I worship you for the mighty things. In spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out your name. My purpose is to praise you. My blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord, for you. For always and forever. My purpose is to pray. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you.
evening and praise the Lord. And this is Tehillah Worship. I pray that you can hear me now. I don't know what's going on, but that is all right because we are still going forth in Jesus' name. You have tuned into Tehillah Worship. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks. And tonight, every Sunday night, as usual, I bring you music for meditation, time of prayer, an opportunity for you to dive into the Word of God, and hopefully I can encourage you for the week that you have coming up. And so it is Sunday night, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Pacific Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, but we are in an eternal time with the presence of the Lord. And so tonight, I want to dedicate this show to our pastors and ministers and servants of the gospel. And so if you have any bishops out there, apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers, prophets and prophetesses, and all the ministers, deacons, all the servants of God, you may be an intercessor, a prayer warrior out there. You may be one of the best ushers in the world, the best evangelists out there winning souls, and you don't even officially have a title. Whoever you are, and whatever you are doing for the kingdom of God, I'm dedicating this show to you tonight. So with that, I ask you to grab your Bibles, get your sermon notes, find your comfy chair, quiet place, and I'm just going to play some meditation music, an opportunity for you to just take the Bible, take the Word, and crack it open, and let the Holy Spirit minister to you on this evening. And again, to all of you pastors that may be out there listening, you've labored this week. You've ministered out of the bowels of compassion, out of your heart of joy, out of the depth of the revelatory knowledge of Christ. And if nobody got to tell you today, let me be the first to tell you, thank you. This show is dedicated to you. This is Tehillah Worship. Thank you. joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. This is Tehillah Worship.
Receive Elder Phil Tara as he comes to say, dance with me.
Numbers, the 17th chapter, reads, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers, of all their princes according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name upon his rod. And thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi, for one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers. And thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony, where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod whom I shall choose shall blossom, and I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel, and every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece, for each prince one, according to their father's houses, even 12 rods. And the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And Moses laid up the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. And it came to pass that on the morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and beheld the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, and brought forth buds and bloomed blossoms and yielded almonds. And Moses brought out all the rods from before the Lord unto all the children of Israel, and they looked and took every man his rod. And the Lord said unto Moses, Bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony to be kept for a token against the rebels. And thou shalt quiet, and thou shalt quite take away their murmurings from me, that they die not." And the word of the Lord is blessed. I just want to quickly give a word, and I said I'm dedicating this show tonight to all the pastors and leaders, and so I just want to give this word to you, because truly, 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 the question needs to be asked, and I don't and will not take it for granted that the pastors often need a word themselves. And if you don't mind, and will allow me to just speak to you on this evening, speak to you in this moment. Amen, amen. I just kind of was led and stirred up to come to this passage of scripture, and I didn't read the entire chapter of Numbers 17, but I was just stirred up and just kind of looking at it. So as a word of encouragement, I just say to you pastors, may your rod or your staff blossom. And I say staff because the NIV uses the word staff. May your staff blossom. And I love this. I love this because when your staff blossoms, it validates you in the presence of your haters. But I want to go back. I want to go back because what I like about this is that it's not the process does not happen in front of your haters. And I love this because God told Moses to put the staff, put the rods in the tent, in the tabernacle, at the testimony. Which is the Ark of the Covenant. And on the next day, the rod had budded and blossomed. And so I also want to encourage you that what God is going to do in you, he's not going to do it in front of everybody, but he's going to show you off in front of everybody. So everybody's not going to be able to see your process and know what God is doing on the inside of you. And there may be some people that you can tell, but again, I'm talking about the grumbling haters and the complainers and the people that are backbiting and talking against you and all that stuff. Yeah, he's going to validate you. He's going to prove you before the people. So may your rod and your staff blossom. But the other thing that I like about this is that this blossoming and budding staff is also, I've been studying the types and shadows of Jesus in the Old Testament. And so this is a type of Christ with respect to resurrection. And so I just really want to say this. May the things that were once dead be resurrected, the things that somebody tried to stop you from doing, even though you knew God was telling you to do it, and man got in the way, and flesh got in the way, or money got in the way, or the lack thereof, or the lack of influence or connections or things like that. Or maybe you just realize it just wasn't its season, and so you let it die. But I speak resurrection on that thing. as long as we know that it's going to give God glory. And I believe that that thing, for some of you, it was destined to glorify God, because we were created to glorify God. So may your staff blossom. The other thing I just want to say and decree over you is, may the tongues that speak against you be silenced. And even as I hear that, and even as I say that, I understand that every day is not going to be smooth sailing. Every week's not going to be easy. Every year is not going to be without some kind of issue. But the enemy that you're facing right now, may they be silenced. May they be silenced, which then it indicates to me that the process is coming to an end, that the victory is on its way. And that enemy, for this season, if only for this season, if only for this moment, would have to be silenced. Their hands would have to be either cut off or shackled. Their tongue would either have to be muted and made impotent or cut out. And the plan that they would have to, that they're trying to do against you, it will come to naught, because we all know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you shall be utterly condemned. I declare in the name of Jesus that these tongues and these people will be silenced. And I decree as well that even as the word of God says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. They speak, but they can't lay hand on you. They can't do nothing to you. And you add to it the fact that in this season, God is validating you. God is causing you to bud and blossom. God is calling you to be validated in your office, in your calling, and in your anointing before your enemies and before your haters, as well as before. So for some of you, it's people that you love and some of the people that you hold dear that have doubted you, doubted your gifting, doubted your calling, has doubted your service, has doubted your genuine spirit and your sincerity and authenticity in your work. And so may you again be validated before them. And lastly, I just want you to know that I believe that God is going to give you a greater grace and mercy for the grumbling people that you are leading. So may you have a greater grace and a greater mercy for those people that are grumbling against you, those people that are grumbling at you, those people that are grumbling behind your back. And with that said, I just want you to do something. Take your hands, loose them, take up your cell phone, put it down, put your Bible in your pen down, and take your arms and just hug yourself. Wrap yourself up. Wrap yourself up with your arms and receive the grace, receive the mercy, because I know God knows that there are some days you want to kill him. There are some days you want to curse him out. There are some days you want to take a sermon and preach it directly at him, even calling them by name. There are some days where you want to kick the rock. There are some days you want to smite the people. So hug yourself and know that God is sending you a greater grace and a greater mercy. He has got your back. He has validated you. He has given you strength and given you grace and given you the ability to endure. You're pulling people who don't want to go. And sometimes you're tired, but you really aren't as tired as you should be, because you have that strength. You have that strength. And so I bless God for you. I dedicate this night to you, pastors and leaders. Bless you, and I love you in Jesus' name. This is Tehillah Worship. Well, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for spending another hour with us here on Blog Talk Radio. You have tuned into Tehillah Worship, and I pray that you have enjoyed yourself on this evening. I have one question for you. What are you going to do this week? Now, I don't have any place for you to go, but I do have something for you to do. For the Bible says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." The only thing I want you to do this week, as you go forth this week, is to give God glory, to give God honor, and to give him power. Exalt him in his holy name and his holy majesty. We are people of purpose, created to worship him, created to glorify his name. And so I pray that you got something on this evening to strengthen you, that you may endure, that you may go on this week and go through everything that you have to go through. And while you're doing it, give him glory, give him praise, give him high honor. Tell him thank you throughout this week. God bless you all. This is Pastor Hooks. You've tuned into Tehillah Worship, and I want to salute you with this song. We are a people of purpose. Fulfill your purpose. God bless you.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. For the mighty things you do, I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Praise your name, 'cause the victory is mine. I praise your name, 'cause the light in me can finally shine. Your blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord, for you. For always and forever, my purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My love.